Blog Talk Radio. Daphne, or the Queen of the Empowered Soul, or Dr. Daphne, regardless of which name you call me, I am still the super blessed and excited host. I want to thank my producer, Mr. Walter Misch, for turning up early in the chat room and have things rolling along there. Walter, I thank you for coming again yet another Sunday evening. We do not have a guest this evening, but I am going to be speaking, and hopefully you will join into the conversation about health, success, and wealth. So that ought to be a very thought-provoking dialogue, because a lot of times we have our wires crossed when we discuss such conversation about those three topics. I'm looking for a very energetic conversation with you. The number you can engage in this conversation by calling 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And if you're by your computer or your iPod, your iPhone or smartphone, you can join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Before I go into today's show, I want to spend a few minutes to show respect to two friends. One family is the White family in Danbury, Ferris White's family, Mark White, Charlton White, George White, and the rest of the White family. They lost their mother on the day after Christmas. And I was privileged, if you may, and blessed to be part of the service, celebration of life for Ferris Barbara Hartley White. We had the wake on Friday evening, And yesterday, Saturday, the 5th of January 2013, was the celebration of life. For those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, you always hear me mention about the importance of creating a legacy and to have meaningful relationships. Well, I was so blessed this weekend to witness that in manifestation, both from the community at large in the Danbury area, from the school system, from the church, and from family and extended family who came out to show their respect and to embrace the legacy and celebrate the life of Barbara Ferris, Barbara Hartley White. A lot of times we hear about legacy, creating a legacy, and we talk about creating a legacy. Of that. So I was so honored to see the witness of that. One of the elementary schools here, and one of her colleagues who spoke mentioned about the relationship they have. She says her father normally tell her that you meet people in life and some get your attention and some get your heart, capture your heart. And she was proud to announce that Mrs. White captured her heart. She says, I am going to be at a loss without her. Who is going to save my seat in the lunchroom or a staff meeting or just a conference anywhere we go together? She mentioned she was part of my family. You know, not only at school, she came to christenings, she came to birthdays, she came to everything. And the sentiments echoed at the repast where people was really expressing the pastor of the Mount Zion AME Church mentioned about how well knowledgeable Ferris was of the Bible, and if they were reading and they were logging along, you know, she would take over and she would read and she would whether she followed or how many of us would love to hear those words used to describe us. He said when she worshipped God, she worshipped with a passion. Whether it's in the recession or in the procession, he said, putting it lightly, she strut her stuff. She's not logging along. She's not coming to church. To get ready to get worship. And she was a member of the choir. And he said she would be the first one to tell the people. What you're doing. So I know as a friend, I was proud to witness the legacy that she has left behind. And George Charlton and Mark are as equally as proud as the rest of us about the legacy that their mother left behind. I also want to tell them that their mother has left very large shoes to be filled. And there are many people who is willing to fill those shoes, so don't try to fill them alone. And grieve as you may, but there is so much joy that she has left behind to keep you encouraged. And to the grandchildren, the daughter-in-laws and sister-in-laws and everybody, you know, my condolences comes out to you, but you have so much to be honored about and to be proud about. So So that goes out to the White family in Danbury, Connecticut. So now move closer to home in New Milford. I want to send my condolences out to Harold White and Donald and Cheryl and Blanche and the grandchildren. Harold has lost his mother yesterday, Saturday the 5th of January 2013. And I know it doesn't matter how old we get in life. When we lost a parent, we are back to childhood. So I want to tell Harold to grieve if you may, but his mother had a long life and now she's at peace, no more pain. No more pain, no more hurting. She is in heaven and the angels are happy to see her there. And I know your father is happy to see her come home. He's been waiting a long time for her. So Harold, again, I send my condolences and prayers to you and your family. So, it just flashed my mind that it is as if every week I come, I'm announcing a death. Yes, I get Doris from the church, Miss Fanny's daughter. She lost Miss Fanny, and yesterday was the memorial. I think Miss Fanny, too, was 90-something. Live a good, strong Christian life. What a role model for us to follow. But so those three families, I send my prayers out to you and to let you know that God is there for each and every one of you. So I'm praying to the Lord that I will not have any more condolences for a long time. I want us to live healthy, successful, and wealthy lives. And so with that being said, join us and chat by going to blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark with an E-Hudson. Or call on the phone 64-9566. Now, we are going to be going back and forth in wealth, health, success. We're going to be back and forth discussing these topics. So for those of you who are listening, we are going to be dealing with health. We're going to start out with health. When you think about health, what are some of the things that comes to your mind? I welcome you calling in 646-915-8166. For me, when I think of health, it includes all these areas of my life. Some I am doing phenomenal with. Others I am still working on. I am a work in progress. But it doesn't matter so long as I am doing something and so long as you are doing something. So when we look at health, we are looking at diet, sleep for me. Diet, sleep, exercise, relationships, prayer, meditation, journal, retreat, quiet time, plenty of water. I have come to realize that our health is such a blessing to us. I don't know whether or not you see your health as a blessing. Maybe you do not realize how blessed you are to be experiencing phenomenal health until you get around someone who cannot do the things that you are doing without help. And a lot of times, they are people who are younger than you are. It is our responsibility to take charge and to take control of our health. All of us were born and raised on certain diets. However, as we move up in age, we need to begin to modify the things that we eat. We can't go ahead eating like we used to eat out of our mother's and grandmother's kitchen. And some of the things that we eat, we just cannot do that anymore. I remember growing up in Jamaica, everything I ate was organic. It was organic because my father grew them, the produce. There was no fertilizer in my father's farming. So, yes, it was not certified organic, but when I look back now, what they used to categorize organic, I realized that was how I grew up. And I oftentimes say to people that because I started off healthy, I have a healthy base and a healthy core. I was never one to be eating all the junk. And a lot of times, you know, in Jamaica, there is a saying that it's not the same day the leaf falls in the pond, it rots, it takes a little time. And it's the same way, the same thing with our health. It's not the same day, the same month, the same year, the same week that we put some things that is damaging in our bodies that it is going to start to let our bodies and our systems fall apart. It takes a little time and it builds up a little damage at a time, a little damage at a time, a little damage at a time, a little damage at a time. Now we are living in a world where we have the opportunity to utilize information about anything we want in this world. If we do not have a computer, we can go to the library to get a computer and research what it is we are looking for. Yesterday, when I went to the celebration of life for Ferris, there were a number of people there that I had not seen for many years. And some of the people, I walked up and I greeted them and they hesitated because, as one lady puts it, she says, "Oh my God, Daphne, I didn't even know this was you. Half of you has disappeared." And I laughed and I said to her, "No, it's more like three quarters." Because I was very overweight the last time I saw her. And now, with God's help, I am slender rising. I say with God's help because it's not by my might, but it's by the strength and the resistance that God has given me to resist those things that are not healthy for me. I was in a conversation with a lady the other day, and I was discussing with her what my diet consists of. And I mentioned to her what my breakfast that morning was. My breakfast that morning consisted of juice made from ginger, lime, celery, collard greens, and green apple. So I made that and I added a teaspoon of wheatgrass powder. And she asked me, "Well, is that enough to fill you up?" And I told her, "Yes, I have high energy." And so to each person, What do you categorize as filling you up? You don't need to have your abdomen distended to be full. You don't have to feel your stomach coming up in your diaphragm to say that you are full. I have made the decision to ingest and swallow quality versus quantity. Even today, Sunday, my dinner consisted of, I had organic carrot juice made with mixed with ginger and red apple juice. So I had that, and I had some baked sweet potatoes. So that was, I was too lazy today, so I didn't make a salad, and I did not cook any vegetables. So that's what I ate today. So what does it mean for you when you think about having a healthy life? We, as human beings, we must know that we cannot go out there and get spare parts for our bodies. We ought to treat these that we have with the utmost respect and care. We must do things that allows us to rejuvenate our organs. You know, as I mentioned here about exercise, exercising is a challenge for me, and I am getting better in that area. I just admire people who will wake up every morning and go to the gym, and they do what they ought to do. Pray for me in that area, because I am not that person. However, I do whatever little walking I can do and to keep my organs going. I mentioned about sleep. I remember going as a child. My parents always remind me that I've got to go to bed early. Early to bed, early to rise. No. Because I have worked many, many years at night, now I go to bed later because my energy is at peak. So I go to bed later, but I also wake up later. I make sure I still get enough sleep that can help my body to rejuvenate. Sleep has a positive impact on our health. If we do not get enough sleep, then we become stressed out, tired, grumpy. So it is important to honor our body in all aspects and give it the amount of sleep that it deserves. I also want to mention about the relationships that we get into. If you are part of any relationship that is toxic, you need to exit out of that. And not only intimate relationships. It can be relationship with a neighbor, a co-worker, just an ordinary friend. But you must, at regular intervals, you must take time to assess the relationships that you are a part of. And if they are toxic, you don't need somebody's permission to exit. You owe it to yourself to exit that relationship. There are different ways, and you can, I think another time we will talk about toxic relationship. As a matter of fact, if you look in my YouTube DVDs, you will find one there where we had a conversation about toxic relationships. So I am not going to spend any time going over that tonight. So I want you to honor the thoughts that you get. Your thoughts are of utmost importance. We must take the time to experience the warmth that they bring us every day. I don't know about you, but there are times when I'm sitting and a thought crosses my mind and I have the biggest smile on my face because it warms my heart when it came in my mind. And a lot of times if you are sitting with somebody else and that happens, they'll say, who are you thinking about? And it does not necessarily needs to be someone you are thinking about. However, there are many warm thoughts that comes into our minds daily. And we need to take the time to embrace those and honor them. Because I tell you, they are a blessing to my life. And I'm sure when you begin to do the same thing, they will be a blessing in your life as well. Especially when you are having a down day or a sour day. And you are thinking, oh, you got every reason to be a sour puss. But I tell you, if you take the time to honor those thoughts that are crossing your mind or coming in your heart or resting in your heart, you'll find out you have so much to be thankful for. Our thoughts in our lives allow us to enjoy so much goodness because we live in a world now where so many people are complaining about not having this, not doing that, and the complaints go on and on and on. We all need to take the time and to tally up all the goodness that we have. It's not too late for you to start. Today is only the sixth day of the month. As a matter of fact, in the archives, whenever you listen to this, you can start, you know, make a list of all the amazing things that happens in your life each and every day. A few weeks ago, I mentioned about somebody saying that every first of the year, he gets a big jar. Everybody in his family gets a jar and they write every day on a piece of paper the good things that happens in their life. And they drop it in that jar and comes December 31st, they empty all of that out and they each go over all the things that they had in their jar. And I'm proud to say that I have adopted that too. So come December of 2013, I will be sharing that with you. I tell you, when you think of the way we treat our bodies, if we would treat our bodies the way we treat our cars, we would not be suffering any ailments. Instead of going to the doctors only when we are sick, we ought to go to the doctor just like we take our cars for the tune-up and the oil change. And the overall, and the wheel alignment, and all the other things that we do to our cars. You know, we treasure those automobiles, and we spend money, and we spend time on them. But when it comes to the body that God entrusts us with, we rarely treat it tacky and shabby. So I encourage you to really take a look at how you are treating your bodies. You know that every time I mention about health or personal development or empowerment or transformation or anything, I always mention journal. Everyone needs to have a journal. That is supposed to be your companion. Other than your spouse, a journal is your companion. A journal reminds you, it holds in archives all the things that takes place over our lifespan. And you can go back and revisit and really see the pattern of how things are happening in your lives. Do not trust it to memory, because you will not remember. But when you write it in the journal, it gives you the opportunity to put date, to put time, and to give a detailed account of what happens on such and such a date. And as you go back over the journal entries, you will get a clear understanding of what is taking place in your life and what is happening when such and such a thing is taking place in your life. I also, under health, mention about retreat. Now, a retreat to each of us is something different. A retreat can be a day away. A retreat can even take place in your own home, but you must be disciplined enough to isolate a certain amount of time when you are going to devote to yourself, to be with yourself in a nice, comfortable space that you create. You may have music. You may have your journal to write. You may be reading poetry. Whatever it is that you take in that time, it is your retreat. Use it that. What the retreat does, it helps you to expand and recreate and develop your spiritual relationship with your Father. Because until we begin to take quiet times, we are not getting the valuable downloads that God has for us. And He has all the answers, our questions. We tend to not get the answers because we are so busy doing nothing. Busy running. Busy, 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 busy. Stop. Slow down. Relax. And take a deep breath. And give yourself a retreat as often as you need it. A retreat can also be in the company of others where you go away. They have amazing retreat centers all over the United States. And I'm sure they have them in different countries too. And you can save your money up and you can go and just enjoy that. The beauty about that, when I keep retreats, everything is so healthy. We serve healthy meals. We do healthy activities. And people leave there rejuvenated, empowered, and excited to go and set their goals and to reach out and do the things that they want to do. I also, quiet time is very important. And I was speaking with a friend last week, and she was showing me all the reasons why she does not have the time to do what she is supposed to be doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not getting any more time. 365 days a week, 365 days a year, excuse me, is what we are all getting. We must learn to begin to manage the time that is entrusted to us. more effectively and monitor our activities and just use it to our advantage. You know, you don't have time. Yes, we all have time. It doesn't matter where you live, we all have 24 hours. Everyone who is living on this planet called Earth, we all have 24 hours in every day. So why don't you begin to spend some quiet time so you can begin to receive the download from the Lord, what He has for you. We were created healthy, and we ought to maintain, as best we can, a healthy body and a healthy system. So, design and recreate what health means to you, not to somebody else, to you. These are my insights that I've just shared with you. I want you to take the time and just create a list for yourself. What health, when you mention about you being healthy, what does it look like? Now, being healthy does not mean that you don't go to the doctor, because you need to know that God gave them the smarts to go study. So use their guidelines to watch, to make sure when you go to do the tune-up that your system is in order. So use the doctor's visit as a time to maintain your health, not because your health is falling apart. So again, you can call if you have any addition to make to health. Call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I know that sometimes when you're spending quiet time, just to go back to that, you know, you especially if you are someone who is creative, there is so much creative juice that is rolling inside of you. I've known people who use that time to write songs, to write poetry, to write books. So whatever it is that's happening in your life, when you spend a quiet time on your own thoughts periodically throughout the day, healthy thoughts ensure a better healthy mental, a better health, mental health. You won't have to be stressed. You won't have to be breaking stuff because you are using that creative thought in a meaningful way. Our health should be treated as the most important possession we have. Not our cars, not our furniture, not our jewelry, our health. Because that is of vital importance. Remember I mentioned at the top of the hour that we cannot get spare parts for our bodies. So we got to just treasure the ones that we have. We got to treat them with whatever respect that we have. Know that it's a blessing. You know, this body is entrusted to us, and we must take care of it. We must be aware of everything that is happening in our environment. Take smoking, for example. I am a non-smoker. I always was. However, I am not ashamed to stand up for my space. If someone walks into my space smoking, and if I ask them to excuse me, and they still, I move myself. I'm not going to get into a conversation with them. And I don't care whether they sit behind them or not, because they just cannot lock that smoke behind them. So you must speak up for what it is that you believe in. Because if you don't, then nobody else is going to do that for you. So stand up for that which you believe in. Should I do wealth first or success first? Let us look at success. Building success can be one of the most satisfying things we can ever do in our life. Building from the ground up sometimes worthwhile and wholesome. You know that there is laboring that oftentimes is present in building success. However, we are not to labor so that it becomes taxing. We got to understand the importance of working smart instead of working hard. So when you look on the labor, you look on it as the frequency versus the intensity of what you are doing. I will tell you that relationships are very important in building success. There is absolutely, and I mean, okay, yes, we had a slight technical difficulty here, so I'm glad we are back on. So we were talking about health. No, we were on to success, and we're talking about defining what success means for you, and to know that we cannot build success by ourselves. So we must, and I use the word must emphatically, because when we are out there and we try to do it all by ourselves, it's going to take us a longer time. But once you are getting into a relationship, a business relationship to build success, you got to identify success for yourself. Because whether you are building success with somebody else, their definition is going to be different from yours. You are just going to add some value to that other person's project or whatever it is that you are working on. So define your success. There is a reason why I chose these three words together today: health, success, and wealth. Because you are going to see how they each tie into each other and complement each other. Because you cannot not be healthy and be successful. Because your health is going to be part of your success. You know, you've got to love your health. You've got to love your success. And you, when I say love it, you're going to be so passionate about it. So you are going to do everything that maintains each and every portion of your success. You're going to look over the areas we discuss about your health, and you're going to look at your success and say, okay, what portion of this is complementing that part that I am doing? Experience life as if what you have is a great value, because actually it is a great value. We don't have any other life, you know? And if we are sick, we cannot enjoy the success. We just cannot. So we got to do what we can to experience optimum health. You know, to each person, success is a relative term. Modest success is still success, so enjoy it. Modest health is still health, so enjoy it. But each of us, our goal should be to build on that which we already have. And the reason we are going to be able to do that is because we are going to categorize what it is that health means to us and what success means to us. Because if you don't know what it means, then you are not going to know what to build on. Each and every little accomplishment you make, honor yourself for that. Reward yourself for that. Do not wait around only for the huge accomplishments. Because you know what? You don't reward yourself and then you don't have any momentum in which to carry on. So, give yourself whatever reward it is you want to do. Ladies and men too, you might go out for a manicure or a pedicure, whatever it is. You go out and you treat yourself. Buy yourself a book or a CD or something that will honor that accomplishment that you have made. Success is not a secret. It is a choice that is made over and over again. You know, you look on the affluent people and you listen to what their testimonies are or their stories as they tell them. And very rarely, and I say that literally, very rarely, you hear a story where they never had any failures. You know, right now I'm invited to be part of a book coming up in the summer, Mission Unstoppable. Failures, life of failure to success. And we all have them. We all have them. And each and every one of us needs to share ours more so that others can be encouraged about our life stories. We generate and accept success by being positive and innovative, whether times are good or challenging. We accept success by being who we are and by contributing what we can with every thought, word, and deed, we choose to accept success. So, you know, you build, it's like making a brick wall. You build on it, you build, it takes several bricks to make a high wall. I think a wall needs to be, if it's in the front, it needs to be 8 feet high or something like that. Now, you don't know how many bricks it's going to take unless you're a mason. You know how many bricks it takes to pile up to 8 feet. But you keep consistently placing one brick on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other, until you accomplish your 8 feet wall. And that's the same thing with your success. You got to keep putting on, keep doing, keep acknowledging yourself and say, oh girl, you are doing great today. A lot of times you can't wait on people to reward you. You must reward yourself and write little notes, stick them on your refrigerator, on your mirror. Just stick them all over the place so you can continuously remind yourself of all the amazing things that you are accomplishing or have accomplished. Use your stories to encourage others. Because let me tell you something, so long as we walk through our front doors every morning, we are bound to encounter someone who is discouraged about what is going on in their lives. And it is our responsibility to encourage others. And we do not do that by bragging or showing off or belittling people or talking down to people. We do so by encouraging them and sharing very gently and very softly our successes. Let them know the struggles we encounter. Let them know how we build up endurance and perseverance to get to where we are. Extend a hand to let them know if they ever want somebody to talk with or to encourage them, you are there and you are willing to mentor them if you may. You don't need to be a world leader to mentor someone. Just sitting and having tea with someone or a glass of water and explaining them what you have gone through your challenging times. That is mentoring. Because you might be, you know, they say you might be the only Bible some people will read when you talk to them about Christianity. It's the same thing about success. This person might not be able to read, or they might not want people to know they can't read, but just by you sharing your story with them, that's a book on empowerment that they are reading right there because you took the time to share with them. If you're just joining, please call in 646-915-8166. If you're in the chat room, write your questions because I'm checking there for the questions and I will answer them as soon as I receive them. Listen, success is not overnight. Even when you hear some people say that, oh, he or she, oh, they make it overnight. That's not true. Because you know what? A lot of times we don't know how long people are struggling. A lot of people have been digging their foundation for years and you never knew anything about that. And you only saw when the building came up. And you, how many times we pass a place and we say, oh my God, when did that building get built here? No, we were passing there sometimes for years or months. And that foundation was there. We never paid any attention to it. But once the building is erected, it now and we are beginning to say, oh, and they put this building up so quickly. But it's not that it went up quickly. They had placed that foundation there for a while, and now the building is up. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, with our success. We keep plunging at it. I want to look on that time as building your foundation. Because once you build your foundation, and once it is strong enough, and once you find your why is your calling and your purpose that God had created you for. That is what is going to help you to go into the third section of what we're talking about today, wealth. We are going to just go into wealth in a minute. But I want to tell you, every success that you have, treasure them and document them. Treasure them and document them. No success is too small to be acknowledged. None is too tiny to be documented. Because when you look back over that huge list of small successes and accomplishments, that is what will help you to get the bigger result. So be encouraged. Stay the course. Never quit. Never give up. When times get tough, that is time to cry out to God and say, Father, show me. Show me the direction you want me to go. Give me clarity. Did I misunderstand what you have called me to be? And once you cry out to him, it's time to shut your mouth. Be quiet and listen. Listen to what he is telling you. And no one says that when you ask the question today, you're going to get the answer. So as long as he tells you to be quiet, you remain quiet until he deposits in you. The other thing I want to say before I move from success is that don't be too eager to share everything with other folks, because sometimes people do not understand and they will discourage you and they will just get you off of the track that you're called to be on. So if you find like-minded people or if you have a mentor, yes, share with him or her. However, do not just go out there and just share with everybody else who do not understand. So, again, call in 646-915-8166 with your questions. Now, wealth. A lot of people, their wires are so intertwined when they get into the conversation about wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this first and foremost before I go into the rest of the material. Wealth covers a wide section of our lives that has absolutely nothing to do with money. The dinero, mula, it has nothing to do with that. If you're healthy, as you heard me discuss all the other components of health, you're on your way to be successful. For successful and healthy, you are already wealthy. When you are experiencing phenomenal health and enormous success, then you can begin to structure or design that which will make you more money, will make you financially wealthy. You know what I have discovered? I'm in the process of reinventing my brand and even my life and my career. And one of the things that has become evident to me is that once you stay true to your why or your calling or your purpose, once you stay true to that, it will bring you all the money, all the dinero, all the moolah that you want on what you deserve in the world. A lot of people are not wealthy because they are chasing everybody else's why and leaving their why abandoned. So, line up, uncover what your why is, uncover what your purpose is, uncover what your calling is in life. And what you're going to find out is that once you do that, it will make room for you before kings and queens, big corporation, big group, individuals who can afford to pay you for your service. But when you continue to chase someone else's dream, it leaves your bank account always in the red. So, if it's one thing you want to think about when you want to create financial wealth, is to ask yourself the question, am I operating in my why? Why am I created? Why did God allow me to come on this earth to be breathing this amazing oxygen? Am I doing what I'm called to do? And the beauty about it is never too late to uncover your calling and your purpose. Never too late. You can just harness that anytime and just begin to catapult. And that's why when you realize that you are in the wrong lane, sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we start off in the right lane, and then we get distracted because we spend too much time watching others. It's never too late to call stop and switch the lane and go back to where you started your race. Go back in that lane and continue to run your race. Remember, your race is not for the swift, but he that endures to the end. So what they say, steady pace, easy does it. And you're trotting along and you say, go Daphne, go. Go Daphne, go. Go Daphne, go. Go Daphne, go. And when you're getting weak and tired, and you call on God and you say, God, just give me some strength to carry on. Give me the strength to carry on. But I am never, ever getting out of my lane again. I am staying in this lane. I am running this race that you have called me to. Summer, spring, fall, winter, rain, sleet, sun, snow. I am running this race. I am staying faithful to this race. I am serving those who you have called me to serve. Because this race is not about me, but it's about you and serving the people that you have called me to serve. And you know what you're going to find out? You're going to find out that your bank account is growing. Your investment is growing. The Spirit just put this in my spirit too. The Holy Spirit just put this in my spirit. It's that you're going to find that the opportunities where you're going to be blessed with homes. You're going to be blessed with cars. You're going to be blessed with properties. And that's part of wealth, investment, real estate. All those things are going to begin to come to you, and you are going to be indeed that wealthy person that God has called you to be. So you're experiencing good health, you have success, and now you begin to create wealth. And you know, I was speaking with someone I mentored in the past, and he's a very successful gentleman now in his company. And one of the things he said to me, he said, oh, you know something? The one thing I know that I learned from you, he said, I did not want to work as hard as I saw you working. Because he said to me, you have dedicated and devoted your life to helping the people in the inner city. And he said, I look at it look at it as if they were pulling you down because they didn't want much for themselves. And they refused what you were giving them, and you keep giving to them. You kept giving. And I said to myself, I got to find a different class of people to work with. And then he continued to tell me the category of people that he began working with. And I shared with him, I giggled when he said that because I said, you are so right. And you would wonder how long it was going to take me to realize that. I said, I have realized that. And out of that has birthed my reinvention. Because, yes, God has called me to touch the lives of people, to empower them and to help them transform. However, he does not want me to give away that in vain. He wants me to experience success. He wants me to experience good health. And he wants me to be extremely wealthy. And if I'm not healthy, I'm not successful, I will not be able to begin to create wealth in all the areas of my life that I need to. So, again, we have 22 minutes remaining. You are welcome to call 646-915-8166. We are talking about health, success, and wealth. When you have that conversation, how you fare out in discussion? Are you clear on what each of those topic means to you? Not what I'm saying, but what it means to you. Can you define your health? Can you define your success? Can you define what wealth means to you? What makes up wealth for you? What makes up success for you? Take time and jot that down. Just like you are going to the stores to do some shopping. Take time to jot down what that means for you. Wealth is bountiful in so many ways. If you are healthy, then you are wealthy. Because health is wealth, according to an age-old adage. Think about it. If you are healthy, then you can work and you can enjoy life. So health is a must if you work on becoming healthy. I went to a meeting at an office in town last week, and the lady has a plaque on her desk that reads, age is just a number that stays in the mind. And we got to work hard to prevent it from creeping in our bodies. And I'm going to have to get one of those because that is the truth. It is the truth. Life is filled with many blessings and can come to you in great abundance. But first, get into the habit of lovingly tasting each moment, lovingly treating each moment as treasure, wealth, and do this as much as possible. You know something? It doesn't matter how broke you are. When you leave your home to go out on the street, make sure you are looking $1 million. Nobody got to know that your car gas gauge is on empty. You got to look wealthy. You look healthy. You look successful. And you need to go out there portraying wealth as well. Experience is a form of wealth. We talk about a wealth of experience. So build experience. Because your experience is part of your wealth and is a resource ready to be used when you need it. Make your experience as valuable as possible. You know, those of us who are speakers, we know that the infamous Les Brown, he says, as speakers, we do not charge by the hour. Our fee covers the value that we bring to the hour or the 45 minutes that we are speaking. And you need to say the same thing about your life too. You know, enjoy your experience. You know, it is yours, not somebody else's. Enjoy yours. And don't be ashamed to put the value on that. And do not belittle your experience. You know, sacred you are sacred, you are, and so everything you possess is sacred too. All you are and all you possess is your wealth, your inheritance, your legacies. You know, you heard me spoke at the top of the hour about what I experienced pertaining to the legacies that Ferris White left behind. There is a Ferris White in each and every one of us. It is never too late for us to begin. We just need to start where we are. Each and every day we walk out, we are out there to create legacies in our communities and in the life of everybody. Special qualities abide in you, it abide in me, it abide in the other person, and are the wealth that we provide to the world. Just as you receive wealth, you give your special contribution to the world. You know, remember when I said don't belittle the value of what it is? You know, nobody can do you because we're all authentic and unique in what we're doing. So that is what will stipulate the dollar amount that we get compensated for what we do. Again, you got to be an example to those you serve. So you are never going to take focus off your health. You are never going to take focus off your success when you begin to work on your wealth, because you know these three things comes together. There is not one without the other, ladies and gentlemen. There is no success without health. And there is no wealth without any health and success. It's a triplet. It's a trio. So I want for you to remember that. Your definition of wealth is what matters. Feeling healthy is what it is about. Are you exuding wealth when somebody looks at you? Are you radiant? Are you happy? Are you an exciting person to be around? You are wealthy if you have reasonable health, a circle of friends, people you say are family, food on the table, a place to sleep, chairs. You are rich. You are wealthy. And with all those things in your position, then you can go out there and focus on becoming a millionaire. What that is going to do is help you to help other people touch their lives. And you can start to, you know, put money in other people's lives. Optimum riches are worth aiming for. Because what it does, if you find joy in the ordinary moments, life can be beautiful, rich, and fulfilling. But when you have extra money, when you create the million, or the thousands or the hundreds of the thousands, so long as your account is not in red anymore, you can begin to feed people. You can give people scholarships. You can help to donate to my breakfast feeding program that I'm setting up in Jamaica. You can adopt children in other countries, or you can adopt children in the USA, because there are many overprivileged people. You might be able to fund, when there's a disaster, you might be able to fund a family. There are so many things you can do once you get to the monetary wealth. So don't think you're going to get the wealth in order to be selfish with it. Because I tell you, if you are going to be selfish with the wealth, I know it's going to stay away from you. It's going to avoid you at all costs. It's not going to come to you. So be generous. Be generous with your wealth. Untapped wealth is one of the greatest opportunities in this world. Look for untapped opportunities and leads, and you may tap into the vine of great wealth. So I just pray that something that I have said and I have discussed this evening has touched you in some way. I don't know if there's any questions from the chat room, or if you want to call in. We have 11 minutes remaining, and I want to remind you, when you work on your goals, we are 6 days into 2013. And when you begin to work on your goals or continue to work on them, I know everybody's looking at the area of wealth, success, and health. And that's okay. Know that you need to start from your health, success, and then you include them into wealth. I want to just encourage you, never give up. Never lose hope. It is never, here goes another Jamaican saying, it is never too late for a shower of rain. So that means that it's never too late for you to create optimum health, amazing success, and great wealth. Know that. So long as you keep focusing on your why, you keep doing that which you're called to do, then you are going to be able to reap the sweet reward. I want to encourage you, if you have not linked up with me on Twitter, go there and join me at Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne. Follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne. If you're not yet joining us here on the show, mark the show favorite and follow us so you can be kept informed of what we're talking about and who our guests will be on the show. If you have a story that you want to share, call me up, 203-794-6208. Call me up and let me talk with you to find out whether or not your story is a match. Visit my website, Dynamic Daphne. No, my website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have some free gifts there for you. We have DVDs, we have ebooks for you there. And also on the self-empowerment, site, we have some free gifts there for you as well. So I encourage you to just stop by there and check it out. I have on the 13th, we're going to have an amazing guest on here for you. On the 16th, we're going to have a guru speaking about building small businesses. And we are just getting ready to roll a phenomenal program. I keep watching out. I told you a couple weeks ago that for those of you who pre-order my books from the website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, once the books are out, you will get autographed copies of the books. So I want for you to order them there, because if you want them to be autographed, they make beautiful gifts. Because if for those people who are from Amazon, they will not be autographed. That doesn't mean you don't order it from there. You go ahead and order it. Look out for the breakfast feeding program on, we have it on LinkedIn, we have it on Facebook, we have it all over the place, and we are looking for your donation. I am so appreciative of the 8 people who already donate, and we have a grand total of $347 US. Our nonprofit organization is the EmpoweringPeopleFoundation.com, and that's exactly what we are looking to do, to empower people all around the world to do phenomenal things for them. And this is why I am diligent in building my wealth that will allow me to do the work that I'm looking to do in the lives of people all around the world. So, again, it was an honor for me to be here tonight. I want to thank Mr. Walter Misch for running an effective chat room. I want to thank those of you who are listening online. I always enjoy the large number of people who spend time on the computer and just listen. And I listen, stop by the show page and write a comment or write a remark, or even on Facebook, write something and say what the show has done for you. So for those of you that want to donate, you go to GoFundMe.com/1, the letter Q, the numeral 4, the letter M, and numeral 3 and 8. And I just want to encourage you to share that link with other people. Every dollar helps. One breakfast is approximately $3 per child every day. I am very disappointed that the kids are going back to school tomorrow and we were not able to start the breakfast program. But I know God is faithful. And Easter time, when they go back to school, I know they will have their breakfast. I'm saying that because I know each and every one of you under the sound of my voice will be contributing. You can contribute anything from $5 up. So if you have $2, go find three more people that have a dollar each. And then you, all three of you, can put, all four of you can go ahead and put the $5 in. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you. I know this is the year when you're going to uncover your why. No one is going to discourage you. So you are going to be able to live a healthy life, a successful life. And because of that, you will be in a position to create your wealth. I want to encourage you to share this segment with everyone on your list. And I will see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Stay blessed and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called with a great call. mistletoe. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.